A 17-year-old girl once told me I don't feel enough. She was wrong. Am I walking around with a flashing neon sign pointing at my heart saying, fuck me over, here's how? No. But heading into the grand auditorium at Vanier with a crowd of students my first day of second year, I feel plenty. The demo was great, and you know it. I stayed into my phone, talking loudly to be heard above the noise of the crowd. Ty, it's not the right time, Zeke answers flatly. I rub a hand over my neck. It still feels strange not to have hair curling over a collar, but the black Henley suits me better than Oakwood's tailored shirts. Is it ever going to be the right time? Some people wait a lifetime for a chance. You had a golden opportunity, and you fucked up. My stomach clenches, but the record exec continues. I could use you Thursday. The studio will reach out. You're on my radar, kid. Don't make the same mistake twice. He clicks off, and I barely resist chucking my phone into the throng of students. Smile, Ty, this is for posterity. My roommate's drawl shakes me back to the room. Beck wedges himself next to me, his phone screen trained on us as we make our way towards some seats midway back. I'm Beck, and thank you for following my adventures at Vanier. We're at 20,000 subscribers, and I appreciate you. Today's the first day of second year. For you math nerds, yes, that means final year for those of us in a two-year program, and it's gonna be epic. He flips the camera outward to survey the scene. The auditorium's a vast, sweeping space with 1,000 upholstered seats. When you see it empty, it's like a field waiting for battle. The stage could be mistaken for part of that battlefield, but it isn't. It's the prize. Beck's narrative continues. First day of a new year means assembly, which is a chance to remind us how lucky we are to live in dorms or rodent-overrun apartments with barely enough time to practice for the survival jobs we're gonna need when we graduate. His easy deadpan has me lifting a brow. Usually Beck's 100% optimism, even when I'm not. You're cheery after the long weekend? I note. Came out to my parents. For future reference, Labor Day party in Southampton is a bold choice for announcing your bye. He looks between the camera and me. On the plus side, everything I own from home will be in our apartment by tomorrow, including a kick-ass Bluetooth speaker. The bass will blow your mind and almost make up for the fact that our fridge broke this morning. I want to ask him about the coming out part, but the recording light's still on. We turn down a row of seats partway back, moving past second years like us and the wide-eyed freshmen. I refuse to believe we were that naive a year ago. Even if I gave a shit what my parents think, there's no going back. Guys give better head. My roommate goes on, tripping over classmates as we pass. Girls are enthusiastic, but a dude knows how to treat a dick. In the middle of the row, I grab his phone, hit the stop button, and hand it back amidst his protests. Beck, seriously, tell me you're okay. His grin is lightning quick, but it takes a moment for him to respond. I will be, he says at last, clapping me on the shoulder. I drop into a seat. He takes the one next to me. What's new with Captain Z? He nods in the general direction of the cell phone stuck in my pocket. Still won't offer me a new deal. I could be cutting albums right now instead of busting my ass on etudes for class. Beck frowns. You should have told him what happened with your dad after you moved to New York. My entire body stiffens, and I flex my hand on the arm of my seat. It's been months, but mentioning those events still affects me. Maybe it always will.